Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Derek and Zach. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Good morning, everybody.
It's raining outside.
Yeah, it is very, very rainy here on a Tuesday. It is going to be like this, I think, all day and maybe much of this week. Maybe.
Dumb opening line from me there.
I want to check. Is it going to be like that all of this week or most of this week?
No, it's just today.
Just today.
It is really just today. And I'm perfectly fine with that because then we get some of that good fall feeling weather.
I was going to say, looking ahead now, it actually feels like October finally arrived.
Yes.
It took to the 7th, but it arrived.
It took a week.
Yeah.
It legitimately took a week. And you know what? Fine. Not summer bad. Always does this where it has its last hurrah. Mm-hmm. Typically, it's in the last week of September. But it decided, we're going to grab a couple days.
Right. We got a few more days left in us. And to be fair, it took a little while for the warm weather to arrive for the summer. So
there was a week, what was it, in June that I was wearing this same hoodie?
Yeah. So you know what?
That's actually... Yeah, that's how the profile picture is born. I'm wearing this.
Yeah.
So you and know I'm face-palming.
That's fine. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on a Tuesday. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you will find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Monday Night Football was really good. Really good. Jacksonville takes down the Chiefs 31-28. Trevor Lawrence, real quick on him. He had an interesting game, to say the least. An interesting game. He had both hilarious lows where you're like, yep, he doesn't have it. His processor is very slow, what have you. But he also had plenty of great moments, including that final drive. He has a pass to Travis Etienne that is just unbelievable. It's on that last drive.
Yep.
I think it's like a 28, 30-yard pass. It's unbelievable. If you can find it, it's on that last drive. He has two rushing touchdowns. Has a bad pick that probably should have been called for pass interference. He had another pick that he threw that was called for pass interference late in the game. But now the Chiefs are 0-3 in these games decided by one score. They were 11-0 last year. And, well, it does not take the sting out of a bad loss for the Bills. It really doesn't. Ultimately, looking around the league, even just this last week, there's a reason why there's no 5-0 teams, that all the undefeateds ended before the end of October. We don't have a team that really threatens like we did last year, or really even most years, where it feels like you at least get to like 7-0, 8-0,
right.
Something along those lines. You never got there. Everyone has done it 4-0. And now to be perfectly honest, I've been saying this for at least the last week or so, I wonder how many truly great teams we have through the first 5 weeks. Again, it's through the first 5 weeks. Things can radically change in the next month or so, even less than 3 weeks. But so far, I think for me it's Detroit, and it's because they're somewhat of a known thing now. Maybe in Indianapolis, mm-hmm. maybe, just because, I mean, they keep beating the hell out of bad teams. Like, credit to them. Part. They're playing a not great schedule, but they are whooping everybody that they play. They, you know, the one game they play a really, really good opponent in the Rams, they don't win there. Although they did beat Denver, if I remember correctly, in Indianapolis. So, I mean, they've got some juice there. My issue with them is it's Daniel Jones at quarterback, and I do wonder how much of a ceiling there is there. But we've seen some quarterbacks have these revitalizations in their second or third stop after falling out where they were drafted. Almost. Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold. We'll get to those two in a little while.
You mentioned those three names, though, and it's like maybe there is this finer art toward quarterbacking and where patience and taking some time off is something that needs a proper balance to it and not just throwing any rookie in there just because of the fact that we need to find out if he's the answer now to save jobs. And I understand that desperation. Like, you're trying to save jobs, looking at the Giants, Jackson mm-hmm. Dart. He's been okay to start his first two games, so it does seem like there's something there. But then you look at last night's quarterback, Trevor Lawrence. He's the only quarterback from his class that's not on a new team already, let alone the only one starting. Mac Jones starting in San Fran due to injury, but he's already on his third team. Trey Lance is on his third team. And Justin Fields is on his third team. Zach Wilson's on his third.
Like, yeah. They're 2021, all multiple stops now.
It's Trevor Lawrence and a bunch of dudes. But Lawrence, even, he has that terrible, no good, everything bad Urban Meyer rookie season. And he even puts it all into the same night. The best of Trevor Lawrence and the worst of Trevor Lawrence were all there in the same night. There is an interception that is not his fault of his own at all. You throw the slant pattern, you expect that player to be there. He got hit by a defender. And nothing was called.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's also still bad Trevor Lawrence. There's a fine art about quarterbacks, and it's also still about, can you fine-tune it? What Kevin O'Connell did for Sam Darnold might have fixed him, but also, Darnold might have just had this all along, and the Jets were a terrible organization to work with.
Right, I've mentioned it. I think I'm getting close now to like 80-85% of what matters for a guy's career is where he winds up.
Where he winds up.
And I think that's really apparent with quarterbacks.
And Cam Ward is being...
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Thrown to the wolves with Brian Callahan, who's clearly not the guy, but then Arizona saved his job not once but twice in that day. Three times, Jonathan Gannon decided, I'm not going to use my timeouts until there's about 18 seconds left. You don't get to take them with you.
Yeah, he waited right to the end, and it just made no sense.
Made zero sense, and then the Titans were like, oh, now we can just kneel out and call our timeout and kick the game-winning field goal.
Yeah. Speaking of quarterbacks, though, the Bills are going to get two interesting ones in back-to-back weeks. They just dealt with Drake May. May looked very good on Sunday night, and he looks to be ascending. And I think the Patriots have done, you know, upsettingly, things in the right way. They got a coach that is a very good culture builder in Mike Vrabel and did things with a lesser talent at quarterback in Ryan Tannehill, albeit Ryan Tannehill was a vet and really knew what he was doing in the league, so it worked out perfect. Then they get him Stephon Diggs, and they seem to be getting rid of some of the dead weight on the team. They are really, truly building it towards being Drake May's team, and they're 3-2, and they're sitting in a really good spot, and they've done something that the Miami Dolphins and Tua Tagovailoa have not been able to do in their entire time in the league in beating Allen in Buffalo. Patriots did that. Now, next up, it is another interesting young quarterback, this time on the road in Atlanta, Michael Penix, and a very, very talented Atlanta offense, but they're very inconsistent. I will say, and I already mentioned it right off the rip, you know, this week kind of put in perspective that losses obviously are going to happen. I know, surprise, surprise, we all discovered fire this week. But I mean it in the sense of, like, bad losses are going to happen. My fear with the Bills, and I mentioned on the nightcap last night, is I wonder how many of these issues, though, are fixed in-house. They are dealing with a ton of injuries on defense. That much is very known. They are dealing with not what they want on defense. But in terms of the secondary, based off the injuries they've picked up, I don't know how those are going to look, quote-unquote, when these guys come back, because I don't know about Dorian Strong with his neck injuries. Now seeing a neck specialist. And that may be something that is going to end his year. McDermott spoke yesterday with the media and said that that was on the table. Then
neck injuries, yeah.
Yeah. And Sal's mentioned a lot. Neck injuries specifically are a scary and difficult thing to deal with. You really don't know what's going on there. We'll see what happens. Then Max Harrison, LCL sprain, and we'll see what he's going to be when he comes back. He missed almost all of training camp. It almost would be unfair to expect anything other than what Rasul Douglas was 2 years ago, where they're just like, yeah, go stand there, go make a play, try to do something. And right. Not really learn the defense. That's probably not what's going to happen, but I always was entertained by that with Douglas, where he had a ton of picks, mainly because the team just threw him out there and was like, just go make a play.
Yeah.
Just do what you can after trading for
him. It's a little late for install.
Yeah. And while I've critiqued how the Bills have built their roster and you know, being the last few years, I can't really blame the secondary on him in at least this offseason. He's tried to build it. They've picked up injuries. Trey White was not their plan A. I think it would have been fine if he won it out of the battle out of camp. But I think the expectation was by around this time, if Harrison didn't pick up any injury, he was starting over him. You already saw it with Dorian Strong, that he was starting to pick up, you know, full series worth of reps where White was on the bench. They were starting to see that transition going. That's a sixth-round rookie. What happens with Harrison, who's a first-round pick, and was ultimately, at the time of his injury, head-to-head with him.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Maybe Trey White just surpassing him a little bit. So I can't totally blame that on him. But that's really my fear with the Bills. I think they're going to be better on defense, especially stopping the run. They already were pretty good against the Patriots on Sunday night. They're going to get Hoyt back. They're going to get Ogunjobi back. They're going to get Ed Oliver back. They're going to get pieces going. It's the secondary for me, Derek, that I'm nervous that they maybe won't do anything.
And not doing anything might also be Harrison's ready to come back.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to find out what we got here. That's our first-round pick. And that's the logic that would be behind that sort of thing. And I also do believe in NFL rosters still at least wanting to be respectful. If Trey White is struggling as much as he is, I don't see them cutting him in week 5. Mostly because the other night, it wasn't just Trey White.
Oh, no. No, that's absolutely right.
And because of that, again, I don't see anything extreme going on in that regard. They need to find out what they have in Harrison. Harrison needs to be ready to go. If they make a move that tells me that Harrison's knee is actually worse than we all thought, that's what that tells me, 1,000%. Or they're already thinking a move ahead of like, oh, someone else is probably going to get hurt knowing our luck right now, which would be an interesting way to go about things, but
I don't know if it necessarily
not a bad
to say,
one.
I don't know if it necessarily has to say that his knee is worse than maybe expected, but just
or
that,
it's a slower timeline.
That it's a slower timeline, and they don't want to put him in a position that could get him screwed over, where it's just like he's not ready for this. Like he missed more camp than Cole Bishop did last year, and
right.
He's coming off a knee injury. It would probably not be in their best interest to just throw him out there, even if they need to.
Like, but if we're going on the Douglas side
of things.
And
that's the problem, too. Like, even last night, I know people were complaining about Trey White. And to be fair, I did, too. Like, watching his play right now is sad. But who else are you going to throw in there? Dane Jackson or Jamarcus Ingram? Are you sure your situation changes at all?
And I think it has to do with the fact of, like, yeah, they trade for Douglas and it's go ahead and make plays. You should be able to do the same with Harrison right now. Because he's been there for the install. He knows where he has to be. It's just more or less if they make a move, it is because the timeline is at a point where they don't feel good about it now. And it is about athletically, can we trust you?
Yeah, can we trust you right now?
It's not about the mental aspect. It is about your knee is a little bothersome. It took you a long time here. We don't necessarily love what we're seeing in practice, for example. Or, ready? It could be before the practice window even opens that the trade deadline has to come and go and you have to make a move.
Yeah.
You make a call. But if he's not practicing by the deadline, then you probably should be making
you
a
should
move.
Make a move. And we do know the team is not, well, I'm going to say have not made a decision, but they kind of have made a decision on all three of the guys that are on IR. None of them are practicing yet. McDermott mentioned that again yesterday, so we're still waiting for that practice window to open up. You have 21 days once that happens to decide on putting the guy on the active roster or putting them on IR for the season. They're still waiting on that period. Also could be, though, they're just waiting for the bye week to have those 2 weeks to start ramping it up. As you know, is probably the best for them to be able to do. The Bills may actually be one of the few teams that are benefited by an early bye. Usually you want it a little bit later. Maybe they're going to be benefited by that because you've played a lot of primetime games. The team might be just a little bit exhausted, maybe like some fans are. I know Mike Shope has brought this up of, man, we are running into a wall here with how many primetime games we've had and big moments, what have you.
Here's your
you're
context.
Having another one. It's Monday Night Football, and then you're onto the bye.
You and I are actually the living embodiment of this. Three out of the five games that the Bills have played this year, we have walked out of these studios at 2:30 a.m.
Yeah, I can't wait for the bye week. I'm pretty pumped, and it's early.
I'm pumped to just not have to do this many primetime games. Because, again, I know I'm talking in a place where, like, I love doing this job. But 2:30 a.m. is still 2:30 a.m. And that always stinks no matter what you're doing. So I'm definitely looking forward to not having to do that for a little while. Like even Monday night is not, it's a primetime game, but we're not going to have to be that late into it.
Yeah.
The 7:15 is such a beautiful thing.
It's such a bonus.
Such a boon. We're thriving now. But I think it's also because of the fact that they have been on primetime. They've been in front of America now for what will be four of their first six games. Am I getting this right?
I believe that's right, yeah. You look.
Because I'm thinking about like, oh, right, because Saints was 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why. So I just, all of that can finally go back a little bit. It's on the back burner. It's try to get back to just doing what you do.
Yeah, it's three of their first five, by the way. Three of their first five. It'll be four of their first six.
Four of their first six before this bye week are primetime games. You're not playing a typical schedule. And I don't think that that's had much to do about affecting their play.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think that the team will welcome it a little bit of just getting back to a sense of normalcy.
Yeah, well, because they go on the bye, and then it's a 1 o'clock game.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, all right, good.
But then they have a lot of 4:25s coming up in the stretch. Or they're on the road at 1 o'clock. It's a sense of normalcy again. Like, yeah, 4:25 is still not the usual, but it's normal. And it helps. Going back to our main point, though, with this team of, like, if there's something about making a move, corner's got to be on the top of the list. And I know it's not the only position that plenty of us are going to be thinking about. What I am wondering is, how many can you even pull off with the cap that they have?
Well, with the cap, and also, this is not the NHL or Major League Baseball.
You can't put a guy in IR and get that cap room readily available to you.
Not even that. Where teams make multiple moves. Where you'll see one move happen, it's like, hey, they're not done. And you're like, yeah, no, obviously.
Trades are still coming in after 4 o'clock.
Right. You know, teams will make like one, and that'll be it. And you mentioned, I think part of it is the cap situation. Teams
they
really don't
have
that
money
much
to play
money
with.
To play with. And then two, you saw it last year and you saw it the year prior. They're bringing in somebody and kind of just seeing how it works in the short term. Rasul Douglas, they're just like, hey, go out and make a play. Amari Cooper. They're trying to like point him to where he's supposed to stand and what route he's going to be doing for the first few weeks that he's there.
I do respect the type of moves they've made over the last 2 years, though, which is we're getting a guy that can try to make some plays and we'll just see what happens.
Yeah, they haven't been bad.
It's the athletic upside that they've been going for. Mm-hmm. And it's been, in that mentality, a rental policy. Douglas stays an extra year, but he doesn't seem to vibe with the system properly.
Yeah, it doesn't translate over
to
the next first full year.
But you get these guys that can try to make some plays for a short-term boon, and they know exactly what it is at that point. And even Douglas is a short-term stay, 1.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
I respect the type of move they've been making. It stinks that we need another one, not just because we want it. It's because the team does seem to need it. It is because the team still seems to have these issues. Like what we were talking about on the overtime show. What are the flaws that you can live with? What can I survive? What can this team survive? What is going to let me keep what remaining hair is on my head? And what are the issues that you have to actually go after at the deadline?
And I think corner right now, due to injuries, is becoming an issue you can't really have. Now, funny enough, that's the first game they're really killed in the passing game. For the most part this year, they are killed in the run game. But we had talked about it for a few weeks of, yeah, but how much is that just they're so bad at run defense, teams are just attacking the clear weakness. You saw a team with a quarterback and a wide receiver that could hit you, and they did. Now, it's not to say New England was perfect. Again, the Bills win this game if they don't turn the ball over 3 times. I think that is important to be stated.
It's a big thing to say.
Is that they won 23-20, and they won the turnover battle pretty comfortably. The Bills turn the ball over in the red zone and right at, their 10-yard line? Those are two huge turnovers that swing that game. I do want to preface this, though, that even if they were 5-0, we'd all be having the same issues. But I did mention to Nate on the post game, a loss, though, almost made it bearable to even discuss, where before it almost felt like inappropriate to be bringing up issues because you'd be 4-0 or 5-0. Now they're 4-1, and it kind of just is like, okay, we need to now discuss this. The corners are not playing to their level. And we're bringing up Trey White a lot, but Derek, I know you mentioned as well, it's not just White. Benford is not playing to his contract. Really, none of the guys they signed this offseason are playing up to their contract, realistically. On defense, I mean. And that is a big problem. And that's also where I am pointing to, okay, you got to make a move then. If this is going to be how it is, where you've got big injuries and your depth is being tested and your one clear starter is not playing up to his level that has maybe been set as a precedent for Benford, then you've got to make the move. I think we're going to learn a lot at Atlanta. This might be kind of like the Jets game last year where, okay, yeah, it's very clear they need a receiver. They lost 2 straight, Houston, Baltimore. Then they play the Jets, and it was like, okay, this is clear. They need a receiver. This year it's going to be, okay, you danced around with some of these teams that are not very good. Then you lost to the Patriots. What's this Atlanta game going to be like? You're playing Drake London, who's a great young receiver. You've got Bijan Robinson, who is one of the best running backs in football. Kyle Pitts. They've got weapons. Yes, they lost 30-0 to Carolina. The rest of their games, though, they've looked pretty darn good on offense. Not great, but pretty darn good on offense. It's going to be a big test for the Bills, and I think it's going to really tell us just what kind of move they should make, can make, what have you, because they're going to go into the bye, and it might be the perfect time to do it, to really be able to install what's going on.
Trade deadline, by the way, is November 4th. So it will be after the Week 9 games. Who do the Bills play in Week 9?
Kansas City. 803-0550, the number to call. Rich, Jim, we'll get to you after a quick timeout. We'll also touch on some hockey as the NHL season gets underway tonight. MLB playoffs have been fantastic. Toronto going for the sweep tonight against the Yankees. And we'll also have our primetime performers coming up at 11 o'clock. Should be a fun day on a rainy Tuesday. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here in the Northtown Automotive X Point Show. And this is WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.